Good job, come on. Somebody knows I'm talking about some more. How many know you're ready for the new year? How many's ready for the new year? Are you ready? I mean, 2011 was a tough year, wasn't it? 2011 has been a tough year. As I reflect back on all the things we've gone through as our local church body and as our community, it's been a tough year. We've had a lot of things to walk through, very difficult, personal challenges in our families. We've had a fire January 9th of last year. Church on a Sunday morning caught fire, for those of you who knew. We spent about 5 or 6 weeks out of our auditorium and then come back in and finishing up the remodeling and some other things that happened. Had the big blizzard last year. Remember, 24 inches of snow shut the city down. We had just a tornado. Wasn't a little tornado come through here? Wasn't like an F1, something that came through? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. F5 came through and just really changed the landscape of our community and our lives. And boy, a lot of challenges this year, hadn't it? So 2012 is a great year. But let me tell you this, that when God allows us to go through the pressure cooker, it's for a reason. He sustains us for a reason. And I believe it's to give us a greater anointing of what he wants to see happen in 2012. That he is sustaining you and he's preparing you. He's placed you through the fire so that you can come out ready, refined, and ready to hit 2012 challenged with a greater faith, a greater anointing. And I believe if you allow yourself to learn. So this is what I do personally, and I'm challenging you to do personally this year, that maybe you go home today or sometime this week and say, make a list out of lessons I've learned. Write out the things, lessons I've learned this year. What are the things I want to take away from 2011? Maybe where your faith was really challenged, when you walked through a dark season, when you walked through some challenges of losing your home or losing a loved one or losing someone close to you, or things that happened in your job, things that happened that were really hard to walk through, health issues. And begin to just write it down. God, what have I learned? What am I learning from this lesson of this season in my life? It's important that we don't just leave 2011 and never look back, but it's also say, God, what I walked through that hard time, and what did I learn through that? I learned about your faithfulness for me. I learned about that you would carry me when I couldn't walk by my own. I learned that, God, that no matter what, if I would keep my faith in you, that you would work all things out for good. And we begin to verbalize and put those things down on paper. God, what are the lessons I'm learning in 2011? And then in return, you also need to also write a list down for 2012. God, what are the things I'm believing for 2012? If you don't write it out, it's not going to happen. I can just tell you right now. You can't take the time to write it out. Oh, Pastor, I've got all these things I want to get done. No, take time to really think about, God, what are the things that I'm setting? More than just goal setting for, you know, I want to lose 25 pounds and I want a new car. I mean, those are good things. But I'm talking about as well spiritually. We're going to put things down. God, this is the things I want to grow in my life. These are the areas I want to see change. These are the areas I want to get stronger in. These are the things I want to see in ministry. These are the things I would like my family to get more involved in. And begin to put them down on paper, because the Word of God says what? That where there's no vision, what? People perish for lack of vision. And so we write it down. He says, write it down. Make it plain so that you can read it and run with it. And so it's important. Write it down and then stick it somewhere where you can read it. Maybe make a list and stick it next year. Tape some of those things on your computer or tape them on your mirror or put it somewhere where you're going to see it often and remind yourself, this is what I'm running toward this year. This is the things I'm praying for this year. These are the things that I'm setting in my life. Begin to pray over them. And I believe that God wants you to enter 2012 in a great way. I can just tell you, more than any year before, I just really feel God stirring that he's going to do something great this year in our lives, in our church body. And I just want you I don't want you to miss out on it. I want you to experience everything that God has for you. In order to do that, we want to walk in God's best. How many says I do? I want to walk in God's best for 2012. Anybody agree with that? We all do. I see it on your faces. I've been reading it on your Facebook post all week. Things happening, man. You guys are hungry just for a new season in your life. I'm going to give you some instruction today. I've been praying, and I feel like God just really gave me an outline to give you today on ways that you can really walk into 2012 in the fullest that he has for you. Okay, we just don't accidentally have a good year. It's planned out, and there's things that we got to change. It's more than just a resolution. It's an attitude change. It's a spirit change. It's a heart change. It's things that we got to change if I want to have different results than I had last year. If I do the same thing I did last year, I'm going to have the what? The same results, right? 1 + 1 always going to equal what? 2. In order for that number to change, what's got to change? Something's got to change in that equation, okay? So if something's got to change in my equation if I want to reap a better harvest, if I want to walk in more of God's blessing in my life, I want to walk in the fullest of everything that God has for me this year, then I need to look at my own self and search what are some things I can change out. And I'm going to give you a list of a few things here that I believe that will really get you going to the new year. First of all, number one, I want you to draw a line. Everybody say, draw a line. Draw a line in the sand. Refuse to carry any hurt, offense, old baggage into the new year. Let me tell you, this is worth its weight in gold. If I don't say anything else today to you, you can take this and you can run with it, and man, it will change your year. Because you've got to determine in your heart that this year that you're going to get out of jail, right? Because why would I want to leave 2011, sit down here and say, oh, that was awesome worship, good word. Oh, I can't wait for 2012. And I leave 2011 and I step right into a cage. And I want to live 2012 in a cage, because when I walk around offended, when I walk around hurt, when I walk around carrying bitterness, when I walk around carrying resentment, I'm walking in a cage, and I'm living in a cage. And who's going to set me free? Justin's not going to set you free. I'm not going to set you free. You got to set yourself free, because you got to let those things go. You got to let those things go. So you got to decide right now, today, I am not going to leave this service this morning carrying around things that have been offending me, things in my life. Maybe it happened 5 years ago. Maybe it happened 10 years ago. Maybe it happened 3 months ago. Maybe it happened 2 weeks ago. It doesn't make a difference. You say, you know what? I'm not going to live my life offended, because when I live my life offended and live my life in that bitterness or that hurt, I am living my life in a cage, and I cannot experience everything that God has for me. I'm not going to experience it because I'm locked up. I'm living in this little bitty cell that I've enclosed off, and we're having this pity party for ourselves, and the world is just going on, and they're passing you by. And they're like, hey, how you doing? And you're like, can you see? I need out. I need free. And you know, God's here today to set you free. That's the awesome thing about our Savior. He's come to what? Set us free. Those who know the Father, man, they're free. Look what it says here in Psalms. Turn your burdens over to the Lord. Wow. Turn them over to Him. Cast your cares, many say, and He will what? Take care of you. He will never let the righteous person stumble. Let me tell you this. I got some information for you. God can handle it, okay? As guys, many times, you know what I'm talking about, guys and dads, we walk around carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders many times because we want to protect our family, our children, and oftentimes they don't realize some of the things that maybe we're going through because we don't want to put that on our family. We don't want our wife to be emotionally stressed out about it, or financial troubles going on. We just try to take it on, you know, and we're trying to fight through it. And we carry this weight around, and it's hard to give it up because we feel like as a man, we got to carry it, don't we? We feel like responsibility for our family, we got to carry it. Let me tell you this, God can handle it, okay? You're not going to break His back. He knows what you're going through, and all He's waiting for you to do is just to cast it on Him. Cast it to Him. Give it to Him. Anything that you're going through in your life, give it to Him, guys. Ladies, give it to Him. Don't walk around carrying that offense. Say, God, I've been hurt in this area, and God, but I am refusing to allow myself to walk around chained up by this offense. The person who offended you, the person who hurt you, you know what they're doing? They're out having a good time, and you're living over here sulked and hurt. And they're unenjoying life. And they don't. Most of the time, they probably don't even know they hurt you. A lot of them don't. Some of them do, but they don't care. So why would you allow yourself to live in that cage? No, God has come for you to live your life to the fullest and to walk in freedom. And that comes through forgiving. It doesn't mean it was right, but sometimes you just got to forgive and say, God, you've forgiven me of much, right? How much has He forgiven us? God, you've forgiven me of much. And so I'm going to learn to forgive and let things go. And God, I'm going to make it a determination in my heart and spirit that I'm going to enter into 2012 in a year. I'm going to walk. I'm going to leave those burdens behind. I'm going to leave those bitterness behind. I'm going to leave those offenses behind and say, God, I'm walking into a new year. I'm not going to stumble there. I'm not going to dwell there. I'm not going to live in that cage. I am unlocking that key and throwing it away. And, man, I'm getting as far away from that prison. I've lived there. It's nasty. It keeps you bound up. It keeps you depressed. It keeps you from not living to the fullest that God wants for your life. And so if you want to experience God's best, I'm just telling you, there's no way that you're ever going to experience God's best for your life in 2012 until you can let some things go. And so you just have to let it go, and he can handle it, guys. He can handle it. You're not going to hurt him. And as you let it go, he's going to heal your heart. As you take steps of faith away from that thing, he's going to put distance away from you even greater than what you thought. As you take a step out, and it's hard to let go of that thing, but as you take a step out in face of God, I'm forgiving. God, I'm letting go of that offense. I want to walk in freedom. And you're raising your hands, and the whole time you don't realize you're getting closer to God and further away from that offense. And it gets to where you look back and go, boy, I can't believe I ever let that thing hold me back. I can't even believe I ever let that thing hold me back from the joy that God has for my life. So let's move on. Let's draw a line in the sand. How many want to draw a line in the sand today? Anybody here? Amen. All right. That's a good word. Number two, go all in 2012. I'm just here to challenge you. Go all in 2012. Give God your very best this year. If you want God's best, give your very best. It happens. God, give God your best effort. Look what Luke 10:27 says. When Jesus was asked about the law and the great about being a Christian, what's the most important things we can do as being a Christian to inherit the kingdom of heaven? Look what he says. He answered, love the Lord your God. With what? All your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with, come on, with what? All your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. See, God wants us to be what? All in. He never called us to be lukewarm. What's lukewarm? It's half in, half out. Matter of fact, he tells us many times in Scripture that those who are lukewarm, that he spews out of his mouth. And he ain't talking about spitting. When you really define it, it goes to a very violent, you know what I'm talking about, okay? He despises this lukewarmness. God wants you and I. Why? Because he wants you and I to give it all. That's what he did. He was all in. He's all in. He gave his son who died upon the cross. He was all in. He was all in. And he expects you and I, we walk in grace. We walk in mercy. But he expects you and I to give it all. That's how we love the Lord, with all of my heart. How do we serve him? With all of my might. How do I worship him? With everything I have. I worship the Lord. And he's looking in 2012 for anybody who's willing to say, God, I'm going to be all in. I mean, there's some people here that you come to church and you've been checking this thing out and you've given your heart to God and you're growing. And I know that you're not maybe been saved very long. Let me just tell you this. God wants it all. There's no half-hearted. You don't just do church, you know, when I feel like it. No, it's as a Christian, I say, God, I'm all in. I'm there, man. I'm going to be there. Every time I can be there, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be 100% all in. And this morning, I really appreciate you being here at the first holiday weekend. I'm preaching to those probably this morning that agree with this, or you wouldn't be here, okay, on a holiday weekend, on a big night the night before. I'm telling you, but there's something about saying, you know what, I'm all in, man. You got to determine your heart. This year, we're all in. In fact, turn to your spouse and say, honey, we're all in. Let's go, come on. We're all in. We got to be all in. Turn to your neighbor and I'll ask him, are you all in? Okay. I'm telling you, there's something that comes, a blessing that says, God, I'm all in. How many know that in your marriage, it doesn't work when you're not all in? If you try to have a successful marriage and you're only giving half your heart, you're only giving 50% or 75%, it don't work. It don't work. I know we can tell every one of us here, in order for our marriages to work successfully and to be to the place of having happiness in marriage, it takes 100% from each spouse, doesn't it? We've all got to be all in. We're committed. Honey, come hell or high water, we're all in. And we've got this commitment that, you know what, we're going to make it. And we're going to stick it out. And we're going to work it through. And we're going to make things happen. You got to be all in or it doesn't work. Same thing in our Christian walk with God. Man, you got to be all in. There's no, you know, well, I love the Lord. And you know, but, you know, I'll go once in a while. And, you know, and Easter, Christmas, and a few other times in between. And, you know, and when, you know, when the weather's just right, and you know, if it's not raining or snowing or wind's not blowing and the sun's out and it's 65, between 65 and 85, because it's hotter than that, I'm going to be at the lake, but it's any colder than that, it's too cold for me to come out. I mean, listen, if you're looking for your excuse, you're always going to find an excuse, right? I mean, God wants somebody who's all out. And he's just not talking about Sundays. He's talking about Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And come on, you don't talk. He wants somebody who's all in. And this is what God, if you want the best in 2012, give God your very best effort. Don't do it half-hearted. We challenge our children to live our life. What? Give it your fullest. If you're going to go to school, study and do your best. That's all we ask. Just do your best. Be all in. If you're going to clean your room, what? Clean it right. Do it all. Don't just make up your bed halfway. Do it right. We expect our children to do it. Come on. What does God expect of us? He wants us all in. Come on. If we're going to do it, let's do it. Let's sell out. Let's give God all of our heart. Let's don't hold anything back. Let's go after God. Let me give you some real practical things. Number three, stay positive in your attitude and your speech this year. I tell you, this is a game changer. It's a game changer for your life. When you learn and determine in your heart, I'm all in, and you know what? My attitude and my speech are going to be positive this year. I'm not going to entertain those who are speaking negative, you know, because they're out there. People are going to be speaking negative around you, about you. They've been talking bad about you before you was a Christian. They're going to talk bad about you now that you are a Christian. And you're going to have Christians that talk bad about you. Okay, I mean, this happens. You don't get away from it. And so you got to determine in your heart that, you know what? I am going to move beyond where I'm at. And if I want to grow in my walk with God, and if I want to walk in God's best, I got to start leaving some things behind. I've got to start saying, you know what, God, I'm going to begin to dwell on the good things. I can't take the one negative thing. And you know, there's 99 good things happening in my life, and we'll take the one negative thing, and we'll dwell on that forever, won't we? That's the way we were built. And if we're not careful, we'll dwell on the one or two bad things that are going on in our life, and we'll leave out the things that are happening that are so good. Begin to focus on God's promises for your life. Begin to focus on the goodness of God, the blessings that he's given you. And say, God, I'm going to speak that over my life. He says that what? That the power of life and death, or what? Are wrapped up in the internet, didn't it? That's what he says. No. He says power, life, and death are wrapped up in the grave, right? No. He says the power of life and death are wrapped up where? In our tongue. And this thing I have, baby, if I hear, in the power of our tongue is life and death. You want to know what your most powerful and lethal weapon you have? It's in your mouth right there. You speak out venom, or you can speak out blessing. So when people look at you, do they see someone with venom coming out of their words, or do they see someone who brings out life? Because either you're tearing down or you're building up. So say, God, I'm going to be someone who gives life in my words. I'm going to be an encourager. Don't you love people who are encouragers? You know people who are encouragers? They just have that gift of encouragement. You get around them, and you leave encouraged. I love hanging around those kind of people. Put in your heart, God, I'm going to be an encourager this year. I'm going to think and dwell on the positive things, and I'm going to allow myself to speak. Let me just brag on you for a second, Des. This is what I tell you what I love about our churches. We really have almost zero part of this, people speaking negative in our church. You guys do such a great job, and let's keep it that way. I mean, that's good. Let's just keep it that way. Let's take it another way. Not only are we going to keep it that way, we make it a principle who we are. That we just say, you know what, we're going to speak life, and not everything's going to happen. You're not going to agree with every little thing that happens. I know that. I don't agree with you all the time. And you're not going to agree with me. And you're not going to agree with the person sitting over here. But you know what? You better not talk bad about them. Well, boy, I'm going to be all up in your kitchen. You know what? And I'm going to bake you a cake, and you ain't going to like it. Because you know what? You're my friend. And I got your back. And you got my back. And we're going to speak positive things. We're going to dwell on the good things. And we're going to speak life over each other, over our church, over our community. And I tell you what. When you begin to change your attitude and what you think, as far as thinking on God's things and speaking out and saying, you know what, I'm going to control my tongue about just one on the negative, I mean, it changes your outcome. It changes the anointing you walk in. It will change. You'll have a great year. I'm telling you, just begin to walk in that. And number four, get connected. Get connected. This is such a powerful thing. Build your inner circle with people who build you up and not bring you down. This is something that will change your life. Now, I'm just going to tell you that God has never intended for any of us to ever be Lone Rangers, okay? He's never intended for any of us to ever be isolated and not to have relationships with other people. I don't care if you're shy. I don't care if you're introverted. That means you may not have as many in your inner circle. But he's called us to have people in our circle. He said, and from the very beginning in the garden, it's not good for man to be alone. And he's built all of our human being, everything about us is about relationship with the Father and relationship with each other. That makes a cross, doesn't it? Our relationship with him and our relationship with each other. That's what it's about. And if you want to grow and have the best year in 2012, you need to connect with people. You need to connect with people who are going to build you up. This is one of the reasons why we have life groups that are so important. They really are very, very important. And you can't say, I don't need them, because you need them. There's not a person in this room who doesn't need to be connected to some kind of life group support system. We need that, because this is how we minister to each other. This is how we grow in our walk, because the Word of God says that when we disciple each other, iron sharpens iron. Yeah, sparks may fly sometimes, but, man, we're making each other better, sharper. We need this in each other. One of the most thrilling things as a pastor is when I get a call from one of our life group leaders. They're like, hey, Pastor, why don't you know so-and-so in our life group, they were sick this week and had to go in the hospital to this, and we've been up there, we've taken care of them, and we got meals going to them, we got their kids somewhere to stay, and it's all taken care of. I'm like, yes, we're becoming the New Testament church. And we're doing what God's always intended for us to do, is to take care of each other and disciple each other and to minister to each other, one another. Wow. And it's awesome to see it happen. And I tell you what, it's awesome. If you're not connected to somebody, you're gonna need that. And you're not going to grow because you're not ministering to nobody else. And then when you need ministering to, there's nobody there to minister to you. And it goes beyond what happens on Sunday morning. We need relationships. Some of you got relationships right now that, man, it's always bringing you down. You know what I'm talking about? Right now, as I'm talking, you got people that come into your mind. You're thinking about some different people. When I hang around them, they bring me down. They pull me into my old lifestyle. I hang around them, I start talking like they do. When I hang around them, I start doing some of the bad habits they do. It's just, you are who you hang around. It's no way around it. Should I cut everybody off? No, there's a right place to have a powerful witness. But pull them into your inner circle. You build you a strong circle, then you pull them into there and witness to them and show them what a strong Christian marriage can be. Show them what a strong Christian man looks like. Show them what a woman who has a heart of God looks like. And show them, you know what, my life can be better and it can be different. But when you hang around people who are always bringing you down, man, it's just not going to get anywhere. So if I want to go somewhere this year, I can say, you know what, man, I want to be a better father. And Tom says, hey, I want to be a better father too. I want to hang out with Tom because I know he and I, we had the same thing in common. He wants to be a better father. I want to be a father. I want to read through the Bible in 1 year. Greg wants to read through the Bible in 1 year. Awesome, Greg. So we're talking about it. Hey, where you at? I'm behind. Where you at? Well, I'm ahead. Well, can you call and keep me up to date, man? Let's talk more about it. I want to do more missions this year. Well, Travis wants to do more missions this year. Hey, Travis, let's hang out. Let's talk about this thing, man. How can we put together a mission trip at church and go with this thing that's going on? When I get connected to people who have a vision to go higher where they're at and go deeper in their walk with God, man, it pulls me deeper. I want to be stronger in my prayer life. So do I. Let's get together and pray. I mean, you just can't help but get better. But you keep hanging around the same people who are bringing you down and down. You hang around, they're going to slide you back down. You're not going to walk in the fullest. And you can come back to 2012 and be like, man, what a wasteful year. Wow, I don't want to get through 2012 and say, what a wasteful year. And I want to say, God, I grew this year. God, I grew in my Christian walk. I did these things for you. We've got to get connected. We need each other. We need this. And the last thing, I believe that God is asking us to do to start off the year, and it's something that we did last year, and I believe that's something we'll do every year as long as I'm the pastor here at Destiny Church, is we're going to start the year off with a 21-day fast. And there's something about fasting and praying and giving the Lord the first part of our year. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first, what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added to you. So we got this bucket list, all these things we want to see accomplished. But when I say, God, this is what I would like to see accomplished in my life. But, you know, first of all, God, I'm going to seek after you. First of all, God, I'm seeking after your kingdom. I'm putting you first. God, I'm all in. Well, no better time to say 21 days. God, 21 days in January, I'm going to spend fasting after you. Some of you, I just say the word fasting, and your stomach is growling so bad right now, you can't take it. It's about eating. And some of you, maybe you've heard of fasting that's going without food, and let me tell you, that's one part of fasting. Some of you, maybe you'll do a certain type of diet. I like to do the Daniel fast, which is no meat and sugar and some other things, breads. And maybe some of you here will do the Daniel fast, and maybe you'll fast food completely for once a week out of that fast. Maybe 3 days out of that 21, you'll do food, no food at all. Last year, we had people who did no Facebook, no TV. I mean, what is it God is asking you to give up? That's all I'm asking you to do, to pray about it. On the 9th, which is a week from tomorrow, we're going to just declare a 21-day fast. We're going to go on the 9th for 21 days as our church body. We're going to just be fasting and praying for God's best for 2012. And I just tell you, I believe God is going to do something great in this body. I just feel in my spirit God's going to take it to a different level in here. And so, but I want you to ask the Lord, say, God, what do you want me to give up? Make it personal. Now, if you don't drink coffee, don't give up coffee, okay? Pastor, God wants me to give up caffeine and coffee. How many cups of coffee do you have a year? Oh, three, but you know. Way to sacrifice. Way to be all in. It needs to be personal, okay? I'm not going to tell you what you need to sacrifice, what you want to give up. That's between you and God. But make it be personal, okay? Make it be something personal. Don't give up, you know, don't give up spinach if you don't ever eat spinach, okay? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. Just make it something personal that's really going to be something that you really know that it's gonna be a sacrifice for me to give it up because I really like this thing that I'm giving up. I can tell you, I like meat. Look at me, okay? It's going to be hard for me to give up meat for 21 days. But I know today that God is going to do something great in our life. Last year we did this 21-day fast, and we just had such a tremendous report of people seeing breakthrough. And I'm going to talk more about this subject next week as we talk about the fasting and how we're going to put our focus on fasting, what the things we're going to be focusing on, and how we do kind of a precise focusing on things we're fasting. But last year we had such a testimony, people coming back to saying, you know, I had an answered prayer. These are the things that I was praying for during this fast, and these things were answered during the fast. Some things came after the fast, but these prayers were answered. I can tell you, God changes. We moved God's heart when we fast and pray. Scripture says it, that there's times that they were praying about things that were not answered in prayer, they were trying to do things. And Jesus told him, this only kind of answer comes through prayer and fasting. See, there's a deeper level when you really get serious about what you're wanting to do, prayer and fasting come involved. Does God hear our prayers? Yes, he does. But when you begin to pray and fast, it's something that just kind of ignites the fire of what God's wanting to do in our heart and our spirit. I just can't wait to do it. It was last year. Remember last year when we called it 21 and fast that we walked through and our church is on fire. Hallelujah. We want the church on fire, don't we? Hallelujah. You know. Spiritually, not physically. We're praying for the church to catch fire, and it caught fire. January 9th, last year, Sunday morning. But you know, what a greater time. We were disconnected as a body to a certain extent because we didn't have our church home. It was being dried out and smoke cleaned up, and we spent about 4 or 5 weeks out of this building. And then we came back and had to finish remodeling. But the awesome thing was during that time when we were having to meet somewhere else, and we knew we were all fasting together. That's really cool. We knew that our church was connected through fasting, and we're all praying together. We're all fasting together. It was just a really cool thing, and it sustained us. And you could just feel the peace of God over our whole congregation during that time. No one panicked. No one's like, "What are we gonna do? You know, what's gonna happen?" You know, just everybody was just real calm, and you could just see God's peace all through that. Why? Because we were fasting and praying. And I can't wait to what's gonna happen this year. I just believe God's gonna do something very great in our midst. We're going to close with this song here in just a second. I'm going to go ahead and have the musicians come. As I was praying for this service and things to say, God showed me a vision of our church. And for those of you who are new today, I don't use that term loosely, the word vision. I believe God gives us vision. He's given me a vision for our church, and we have a vision that we wrote down and things that God's given us from where we're going. I'm not talking about that kind of vision. I'm talking about actually visualizing something in my spirit that God showed me. And when I say that, you know, I want you to know that it's a very serious thing to me. I don't just throw that out there loosely. And so when I say that, I was praying, and I just seen the front of our church, and I could see our whole church is packed with people. And while we were packed with people, we were all holding hands, and we're holding hands together. Come here, Joe and Carlos. Why don't you guys come and help me? Tom, why don't you give me a hand as well? And as we were here, we were locking hands across this whole place. It was just packed with people. And we were locking hands like this. First of all, most of us were locking hands like this here. But as you walked around, you could see some people had their hands up. Why don't you guys put your hands on your elbows here? Had their hands up, and many people, not everybody, but there was a few people that had their hands like this. And as I was praying about it, I said, God, what are you trying to show me? And he says, remember the story of Moses. I was like, yes, God. And we went back and I looked it up in Exodus 17. It says where Moses and the children of Israel had to fight the Amalekites. And it says as he was fighting the Amalekites, God told Moses, as long as your hands are raised, you're going to win the battle. And he had his hands up. Remember, they were winning the battle. When he get tired, his hands would go down and they begin to lose the battle. And so Aaron and Hur come beside him and they propped him up, a nice seat, and they had his hands propped up and they were holding Moses' hands up, keeping them lifted up. And it says that he kept his hands lifted up all the way through the day and through the night. And as long as his hands were up, they won the battle, won the victory. And so as I looked across the auditorium, I could see that most of us were holding our hands like this. But there was others who had their hands like this, and they were being carried by other people. And God said to me this. He said, Gene, he said, this is what's going to happen. He goes, as long as destiny will keep their hands raised, as long as we'll be hungry and say, God, I'm all in. I'm giving you everything. He goes, I'm going to send waves of glory that you have never seen before. And I could just see in my spirit, he was sending waves of glory that were just coming down as people had their hands raised. And he said, and the people who don't have their hands raised and people hold them up, it's just people who are weak and they're going through a season or time when they feel like they can't even do it by their own. But it's all right because they're connected and they're getting carried and people are kicking their hands up for them and they're supporting each other. And when they had a hard time, they said, it's all right, man, I got you. I got you, Carlos. I got you, Joe. It's all right, man, I got you. Maybe you can't do it on your own, but you know what? It's okay. We're going to do it together. We're going to get through it together. We're going to worship God together. We're going to go after God. And we refuse. And no one refused to do anything else but to say, God, I'm giving you everything I am. And as that was happening, you could see waves of glory. I could just see my spirit. It was like a wave. I could see like oceans of waves of glory were coming and descending upon this church. And so in my heart, thank you guys very much. So in my heart today, I just tell you, I just feel in my spirit that God's saying to us that if we want 2012, man, if we refuse to settle, if we'll all say, God, I'm all in. God, I'm all in. I'm going to give you everything I am. We're going to experience waves of glory like we've never experienced before. You're going to see a new height in what you've been asking. You're going to see answers to prayers of things you've been asking for a long time. You're going to see things happen. You're going to see health returning to your body, strength returning to your bodies. You're going to see things changing, attitudes changing, forgiveness happening. You're going to see just a new wave of God's glory coming. But it's coming to those who said, you know what, I'm ready to go. So what we're going to do, we're going to close. We're going to all come up to the front in just a minute. We're going to close with this song. And when we do, I want you to visualize yourself. When you stand up here this morning, I want you to visualize that I'm peeling off those things that I've been hanging on in 2011. Those offenses that I've allowed to offend me, those hurts, that situation I went through. Maybe it's losing a home. Maybe it's going through something that was losing someone close to me. Whatever it is, maybe something that isn't bad to you. Maybe someone hurt you in a way that was just uncalled for. Maybe it come from another church. Maybe it come from a family member. Maybe it come from somebody that didn't even know you. But whatever it is today that you've been allowing just to keep you trapped in, today I don't want you to leave here carrying it. I want you to stand up. When you do, I want you to just imagine yourself taking that thing off. Matter of fact, some of you need to just kind of do that. Just shake it off as you get up this morning. Say, God, I'm shaking my feet and I'm shaking my hands and I'm leaving this thing behind me in 2011. And when you walk to the front, I want you to imagine yourself walking through a new threshold and saying, God, I'm walking in 2012 lighter. I'm walking in 2012 focused. I'm not going to go back and pick that thing up, but I'm leaving it at your feet. I'm casting all my cares upon you. I'm going to come to the front and I'm going to lift my hands and say, God, I'm ready to go all out. If that's you today, let's just join. I want you to join me around the front. Come and join me here this morning. We're going to close out this service this morning, the first service of the year, of a time of just singing to the Lord. Just leave it there. Just leave it there. Just leave it there where you're at. Come on. Shedding those things off. Scoot around to the front as close as you can get, guys. Make room for those coming in behind you.
To steal sin from us.
Come on, I want you to declare the song in your heart. This is the year for you.
Oh, when love has a name, it's Jesus crucified, life today. Lift your voice and sing it out for all that's held us down. Where is it now? Where is it now? Look and watch it fall. The walls that trapped us in and held control. Lift your voice and sing it out for all that's held us down. Where is it now? Where is it?
Let's join hands and sing this. Come on. Lift them up to the Lord.
Let's lift up our heads. Glory has risen. Open our hands. We've been forgiven. Nothing can shut what the Father has opened. Nothing can lock what the Father has broken through. Let's lift up our voice. Joy it surrounds us. Sing and rejoice. The King's come to crown us. Nothing can shut what the Father has opened. Nothing can lock what the Father has broken through. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sons and daughters of the King, lift up your voice and sing. God drove the darkness out.
Hallelujah!
When Jesus rose in life poured down. Whoa, sons and daughters of the King, won't you lift up your voice and sing? God's brought us victory. We've been set free. Glory has risen, open our hands. We've been forgiven.
Nothing can shut what the Father has opened. Nothing, nothing. Hallelujah.
Let's lift up our voice. Joy is surround us. Sing and rejoice. The King's come to crown us. Nothing can shut what the Father has opened. Nothing can lock what the Father has broken. Sons and daughters. Sons and daughters of the King.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your voice and sing.
Love drove the darkness.
Love drove the darkness out. And when he rose, when Jesus rose in light poured down. Oh, sons and daughters of the King, won't you lift up your voice and sing? God brought us victory. We've been set free.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
We thank
God.
You that we're free today,
you're
God.
Worthy.
We're free.
You're worthy. You're
we are
worthy.
Free today.
You're worthy. Hallelujah.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Lift up your hands.
Hallelujah.
Let's lift up our heads.
Hallelujah.
Glory has risen.
open our hands.
Oh Lord,
we've been
Jesus.
Nothing,
nothing can shut. Nothing can shut it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's lift up our voice. Joy is surround us. Sing it, rejoice.
Sing it, rejoice.
He's come to crown us.
Nothing can shut what the Father has opened.
Nothing can shut what the Father
has
opened. Sons and daughters of the King,
won't you
lift up your voice and sing? Lord drove the darkness out,
and when he rose,
when Jesus rose and life poured down,
yeah,
sons and daughters of the King, won't you lift up your voice and sing? God brought us victory. We've been set free. We've been set free.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father, that you're setting your people free today. You're setting us free today, God. Lord, I pray right now, Father, a spirit of freedom, Lord, will go through this place today. Lord, I just pray freedom over your people, freedom from your mind, freedom from things hurting their life. And God, I speak freedom in the name of Jesus. Year 2012 will be a year of freedom in our life. And God, we're going to lift up our hands and we're going to carry the cross, Father. Shine you forth, God, everywhere we go. God, believe in you, Lord. And this is the year. A year of blessing, Lord. A year we're going to walk in new. Leaving 2000 behind, 11. And God, walk into a new year this year, God. We thank you, God. And we give you praise. Now, one more time. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. Put your hand on the shoulder next to you. Put your hand on the shoulder next to you, Kendra. Just touch the person next to you. Put your hand on their shoulder. Come on. Let's just pray for each other real fast. Father, right now, Lord, we just thank you, God, as we go into this new year. God, we just speak blessing, Lord, over the person we're touching to the right. God, we just pray this year will be their best year ever. That, God, they will lay aside hurts, lay aside offenses, lay aside things that have kept them down. Guilt, whatever it may be, God, I just pray they can shed those things off in the name of Jesus. And as this year, God, will be a year of freedom in their life. God, we believe that, God, you're going to encourage them right now, God. This is a year of freedom in their life. Freedom will come, God. Freedom will come like a flood. And God, your spirit will come like a flood. Your spirit will come like a flood, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your spirit will come like a flood, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray right now, God, your spirit of freedom will come to their life, Lord. We speak it out, God, encouraging them, God, for the best. God, I pray right now, God. Right now, God, as they touch each other, God. I pray right now, Father, in Jesus' name, God. May your anointing flow through every person in this place, God. Every person in this place, God, may your anointing flow through them today in the name of Jesus, God. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. This is a year of freedom, God. You're setting them free, God, to walk in the new place, God. New anointing, God. May we lay ourselves down, God, at your feet today. Set him free, God. Set him free, God. Set him free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, take us to a different level, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, may our worship go to a different level, Father, in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name, God. You take us to a new level, Father, in you, God. Laying things down, God, at your feet, Lord. May we walk in a greater anointing, Father. May we walk in a greater anointing, God. May our worship go to a new level, Father. Lord, may we unlock, God, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Fresh anointing, God. Fresh anointing, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, fresh, God, in Jesus' name. This is a new year, God, a new day, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray right now. Praise team, go to an instrumentalist right now. Praise team, go to an instrumentalist right now. Lay your hands on a, lay your hands on an instrumentalist right now. Pray for them right now. Come on, pray for each other. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Father, right now, Lord, we pray that God, your glory. God, your glory, God. God, you're calling us to go all in. God, you're calling us to go all in, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you're calling us to go all in. Jesus, God, you're calling us right now. All in, Father. All in, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. Lord, we're holding nothing back, God. Take us to a different place, God. Take us to a different level, God. We don't want to stay the same, God. May the city be impacted with your glory. But may your city be impacted, God, with your glory, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody better praise the Lord. Somebody give God praise right now. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God, we feel your waves of your glory coming. Not only the Destiny Church, but God, you're bringing it to our city. Father, in the name of Jesus. God, in your name. In your name, Jesus. 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 We lift up our hands. We're singing unto you today, God. Hallelujah, Lord. God, you want to take us to a different level, Father, in you. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. How many are hungry for 2012 for God to do something great in your midst? Amen. I'm telling you, as I seen the Spirit, he said waves. That's what he said. He said waves of glory. Waves of glory. Waves of glory. We're going to sing this chorus through one more time because I feel like it. I think God wants us to. I want you one more time. I want you to lift your hands as we sing it through one more time. You thank the Lord. He's setting you free. Start the year off right. Say, God, I'm going all in. Come on, one more time. Let's lift up our hands.
Let's lift up our hands. Joy has risen, open our hands. We've been forgiven, nothing can shut what the Father has opened, nothing can lock what the Father has broken through. Let's lift up our voice, joy is surrounds us, sing and rejoice. The King's come to crown us. Nothing can shut what the Father has opened. Nothing can knock what the Father has broken through. Sons and daughters of the King,
won't you
lift up your voice and sing? God drove the darkness out when Jesus rose in life for now. Sons and daughters of the King,
won't you
lift up your voice and sing? God brought us victory, we've been set free, we've been set free.
Come on, lift your hands for the Lord. Father, right now, Debbie Ford, come here right now. Come on, keep on praying. I just feel the Holy Spirit right now. Debbie, come here. Father, right now, Debbie, come here. She's principal of Irving Elementary. The hardest hit school that was ever hit. So how many people in your, how many families in your school lost homes? 90% of the kids in Irving lost their homes. She's been ministering to those kids all semester. The Lord said today he's bringing a new wave. I need someone to come hold her hands up right now. Hold her hands up right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for a new wave. New semester. God, a fresh anointing that goes beyond what she thought she could have, Father. In Jesus' name. God, I pray right now for supernatural anointing, God. The ministers, those kids, the families. God, right now, Father,
I pray right now that her light will shine brighter. Lord, her tank will be full. God, as she goes back for this Christmas holiday, that God, she walks fresh and anew. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, fresh and anew. A new wave of anointing, new wave of glory. Father, she'll walk those schools tomorrow. God, she'll walk those halls, God, with a new anointing or fresh strength for it. In Jesus' name, Father, you go before her and prepare the way. God, we lift up her hands as a congregation today, and we speak, Father, strength in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a hand clap.
Hallelujah.
Turn to your neighbor, say it gets gooder and gooder. Amen. How many love the Lord today, man? This is awesome. Yes. Now remember, don't pick that thing up what you left behind today. Cross the line and say, God, I'm going forward in 2012. Find somebody, give them a high five, hug their neck, and say, man, it was good to be in church with you today. God bless you.